able to do their homework well. We are burdening INEC with so many things. Why can't INEC go and investigate, do this, the other one? Okay. Why do somebody come out with a fake certificate in the first place?
All right.
Please, political parties should do their homework so that this work will be easier for the INEC and the court. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very, very much. And that's where we semi-ready cutting, not full cutting. Just to make way for Debbie, who's here with the news. We're back after the news and going away.
In the news headlines, Oshiomhole says inauguration of Bayelsa governor will not hold. Agba Jalingo gets 10 million naira bail nearly after 6 months in detention. Senate moves to amend police act, condemns Auna killings. Chelsea reaches agreement to sign Ajax winger. Stay tuned for the details.
Real info, authentic info. Nigeria Info.
Good evening to you and thanks for joining us on the news on 95.1 Nigeria Info. I'm Deborah O'Hamara with the news in full. The All Progressives Congress says Bayelsa State will not have a governor from tomorrow. This was a statement of the national chairman of APC, Adams Oshiomhole, at a press conference in Abuja on Thursday. According to him, going by the judgment of the Supreme Court, the next candidate after David Leon with the highest number of lawful votes cast in the election should be given certificate of return. The APC chairman, however, said no candidate in the election won one quarter of two-thirds local government in the said election, aside the APC candidate. Oshiomhole, who said the court verdict lacks justice, stressed that the party's legal team is already taking necessary steps.
We want to assure not just UPC members across the country who are seeing shock by the judgment. We want to assure the Nigerian people that we are a law-abiding party. We still believe that the will of Bayelsa people will prevail and that there is sufficient legal window to achieve this.
Recall that the Supreme Court on Thursday nullified the election of Bayelsa State Governor-elect David Leon and his running mate, Bio Barakuma Degi Eremienyo. And on judiciary matters, the Federal High Court sitting in Calabar has granted bail to detained journalist Agba Jalingo in the sum of 10 million naira with one surety in like sum. Jalingo, who is facing a 4-count bordering on terrorism and treason, spent 175 days in detention before he was finally granted bail. Justice Sule Shuaibu ruled that Jalingo must not travel outside the country without the consent of the court and deposit refundable cash of 700,000 naira with the court registrar. The judge also ruled that the surety must be resident within the jurisdiction of the court with a verifiable address and sure means that he will be able to forfeit the bail bond. Jalingo's matter came up afresh on Thursday before Justice Shuaibu after the former judge, Justice Simon Amobeda, recused himself twice and the Cross River State Attorney General, Tanko Ashang, took over the case. The judge adjourned the matter to the 6th, 7th and 8th of April 2020 for the prosecution to open and close its case while other motions may be treated before that day. A bill for an act to repeal the Police Act and provide for a framework for the police service and ensure partnership with communities has passed second reading on the floor of the Senate. sponsored of the bill. Bauchi Central Senator G. Kadouda said the proposed amendment is meant to provide an efficient framework for the police service. In his lead debate, Senator Dauda seeks to ensure cooperation between the police communities in maintaining peace and combating crime.
The spread of insecurity and criminality in Nigeria has remained not only alarming, but unrelenting violent crimes have characterized daily living in Nigeria. The negative impact of this sad security situation on the economy and general socio-political development of Nigeria as well documented.
Commenting on the bill, the president of the Senate, Ahmed Lawan, noted that increasing funding for the police will not be effective unless the force is restructured and adequately equipped. Lawan also said employing more officers will go a long way in drastically reducing the level of insecurity in the country.
It is only fair for us as leaders of this country to take this challenge. This bill should consider the restructuring of the command and structure of the Nigeria police. The present structure is not working, but it's not about throwing money to the police. You need to adjust the structure. Otherwise, that money will just be a sinking fund.
For the umpteenth time, Senate again observed a minute of silence in honor of victims of terrorist attacks, this time around for those who were killed in Ona, Borno State on Monday. Senator Kashim Shettima had raised a point of order during plenary on Thursday, saying the killing is one too many and should be nipped in the bud. But Senator Gabriel Soswan, in his contribution, urged federal government to move beyond lip service and take the bull by the horn in the fight against insurgency. The Benue lawmaker also said the military needs to move beyond propaganda and address the problem from the source.
I think that it is high time we approach this differently and we call a spade a spade. We need the buy-in of the other arms of government, because we can articulate the issues as they are, as we relate with our people. But if there is no strong synergy or cooperation from the other arm of government, it ends up on the floor here as mere lip service or mere talking. Beyond mere propaganda, let us go to the source of it. It is not about intelligence. We don't lack intelligence. We know exactly where these people are. These people come in trucks. People who come in trucks cannot be invisible.
After the short debate, the Senate condemned the Dastardly Act and urged federal government to rehabilitate those affected through the Northeast Development Commission. The House of Representatives has urged the federal government to declare a state of emergency on the power sector. The House passed the resolution on Thursday after considering a motion sponsored by Nolim Nnaji. Nnaji, in his motion, noted that fixing the energy crisis is of paramount importance as it would help reduce crime rate and create employment, amongst others. The House, after considering the motion, directed the House Committee on Power to ensure prompt implementation and report back to the House in 6 weeks. And on other matters, the Human Rights Writers Association has strongly condemned the release of those described as repentant Boko Haram terrorists back into the society. Addressing newsmen on Thursday in Abuja, National Coordinator of Huriwa, Emmanuel Onwubiko, said those arrested on charges of terrorism should be prosecuted and punished if found guilty. He noted that strict adherence to the Terrorism Prevention Act would serve as deterrent to others. Onwubiko lamented that funds that should have been used to cater for victims of terrorism are rather used to rehabilitate those who are responsible for the sorrows of the victims. While commending the Nigerian military for its efforts in tackling insurgency, banditry and other internal security challenges, he accused the government of not exercising very strong political will to end the menace.
If they told them to prison, Mr. President wants to release all of them, so be it. He has the right to do that if he wants. If he can give reasons, if it's for public interest. For now, it's not in the public interest to release somebody who has killed soldiers and the widows.
That was Emmanuel Onwubiko, National Coordinator of Human Rights Writers Association. We apologize for the poor quality of the soundbite. And before the break, February 13 every year is set aside to celebrate ASA World Radio Day. This year's celebration focuses on the need for information disseminated through radio to be done in recognition of the diverse nature of the audience. The day is set aside to commemorate the significance of radio and its effects on the society. Our correspondent, Joy Eberebe, completes the report.
World Radio Day is set aside to encourage people to establish and provide access to information through radio. This year's theme is Radio and Diversity, and it seeks to promote information gathering and dissemination that will reach a variety of audience, irrespective of their cultural or religious background. Media manager Uche Wanere says despite the huge challenges facing the industry, radio has managed to make the most impact in terms of information dissemination. He said its rural nature has been able to bring about development and sense of belonging to many that would have ordinarily been excluded from the modern chain of communication.
I think radio has played a major role, and it has reached out to many more people than other media would have. And if you talk about social media, which is taken up, but before then, radio has actually tried. Rurality is one thing that we have in a unique form in Africa. And in the rural areas, even above education, radio cuts across the strata, be it in the Sahel, be it in the rainforest.
Radio presenter Carl Orakwe, in his analysis, says the education of listeners must be given top priority, especially in the light of cases of fake news.
Radio is very important. As we know, of course, you know, the three: education, entertainment, and information. So let's pick the aspect of, like you did mention, is radio giving plenty of education like it previously used to? In my personal opinion, I don't think it's giving enough. I think what is focused more on these days is more of entertainment. With the younger generation we've got these days, you know, everybody's so hooked on entertainment. We need to do more to ensure that programs, our output, content on radio be a bit more educational.
Some Nigerians also spoke about the impact radio has had on their life.
One thing I can say is that radio is easily accessible for anybody. So no matter what you want to find out, be it sports, music, news, whatever, you can always find something on the radio for your interest.
Radio is still part of traditional media, and it has its own broad and wide range of audience. You cannot divorce the fact that radio has its impact even today. Even though we are in the age of digitalization, radio is still digital because, of course, we have internet radio, and most radio outfits now, they are all online.
Joy Eberebe reporting.
And now the business news.
The Bureau of Public Enterprises has opposed the reversal of the privatization of the country's power sector. The Bureau is also targeting the generation of 266.8 billion naira as revenue from the sale and commercialization of public assets in 2020. At an interactive session with journalists in Abuja, the Director General of BPE, Alex Okor, said renationalization of the power sector would be a fundamental error. Okor, who identified implementation of the design of the reform of the power sector and the dynamics of retailing power as the major challenges, also proposed the introduction of subsidy on tariffs.
And now we bring you news from around the world.
News from around the world.
Sajid Javid has shocked Westminster by quitting as Chancellor in the middle of Boris Johnson's cabinet reshuffle. Mr. Javid rejected the Prime Minister's order to fire his team of aides, saying no self-respecting minister could accept such a condition. He has been replaced as Chancellor by Chief Secretary to the Treasury, Rishi Sunak, who just 7 months ago was a junior housing minister. Mr. Javid had been due to deliver his first budget in 4 weeks' time. The former Home Secretary was appointed Chancellor by Mr. Johnson when he became Prime Minister in July. His resignation follows rumours of tensions between Mr. Javid and the Prime Minister's senior advisor, Dominic Cummings.
Take it away with the entertainment news.
The private screening of a new movie titled No Chance will hold this weekend in Abuja. The movie, which borders on domestic violence, is written, produced and directed by Faith Abasa. Speaking in an interview, Abasa said the flick seeks to create awareness on the negative effects of domestic violence and x-rays possible solutions. According to her, the movie, which will be screened at Genesis Cinemas on Saturday, stars Nollywood heavyweights like Deyemi Okalawo, Kenneth Okolie, Etinosa Idemudia, Sean George, and a host of others.
We basically decided to put this one together just to break the table. It's a movie on domestic violence, telling it from the woman's perspective and, of course, the man's perspective. We just wanted to bring to light the psychology behind domestic violence, how it could be avoided, how you could spot it from a distance, what to do, your reaction. There's a whole lot of drama in this one, but basically, it's just a story told from a different angle.
Updates on the sports news.
Chelsea has reached an agreement with Ajax to sign the Dutch club's winger Hakim Ziyech this summer. The 26-year-old was a January transfer target for Chelsea boss Frank Lampard. Ajax was unwilling to sell the Morocco international in a transfer window as they chased the Eredivisie title. Ajax has confirmed they have accepted a fee of 40 million euros, potentially rising to 44 million euros, with a move subject to Ziyech agreeing personal terms. The signing is the first by Lampard following Chelsea's transfer ban. Before we go, a reminder of our major stories. Oshomole says inauguration of Bayelsa governor will not hold. Agba Jalingo gets 10 million naira bail nearly after 6 months in detention. Senate moves to amend Police Act, condemns Auna killings. And on sports matters, we brought you reports that Chelsea has reached agreements to sign Ajax winger. That's the news at 6 on 95.1 Nigeria Info, as edited by Fidel Osegale. Don't forget, you can always send eyewitness reports as news breaks in your area. Send the reports to eyewitness at coolwasodiainfo.com. I'm Deborah O'Hamara.
Real info, authentic info. Nigeria Info.
Eyewitness report and situation update early, because we mentioned that we're going to be talking health, we're going to be talking fertility related issues, or infertility related issues more like, from immediately after the news. So that's what is going to happen now. And I have got Dr. Sekinat Raji Olarinoye with me here in the studio. Thanks. Dr. Sekinat, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You're looking radiant, by the way.
Thank you very much.
All right. Dr. Sekinat is a gynecology consultant at the Bridge Clinic. So for the next few minutes, we'll be discussing STI and infertility with Dr. Sekinat here. Now, it's possible to have maybe contacted STI from a partner and not know it. The person may appear perfectly healthy, but may have an infection, as not all STI shows symptoms, which is why they go unnoticed until, say, problem occur in the near future. So with Dr. Sekinat, we're going to understand what STIs are and how people can acquire them through sexual contact and the organisms that cause STIs. We'll get to know all of this. So, Dr. Sekinat, over to you in trying to understand STI, sexually transmitted infections. Okay. What are they? I know it's transmitted sexually, but what really are the infections?
Okay, so just like the name implies, these are infections that are contracted through sexual contact. And sexual contact could not just be through intercourse. Sometimes intimate touches, oral, anal, sex, kisses, sometimes could lead to sexually, any sexual contact really could lead to sexually transmitted infection. And they are caused by organisms like bacteria, viruses, parasites, and the likes. So they are contacted from person to person through exchange of body fluids like the semen, vaginal fluids, blood, and other bodily fluids. Okay, so the commonest ones really are gonorrhea, chlamydia infection, HIV is also common these days. We have things like herpes simplex virus, hepatitis B would also be sexually transmitted, as well as hepatitis C. Then human papilloma virus, which is responsible for cancer of the cervix, and then cancer of the throat, are also sexually transmitted infections. And these are very important because they could have long-standing effect. They could lead to infertility. They could lead to cancers, like I did mention. They could lead to infection of children.
Human papilloma.
Yes, human papilloma virus. Even a pregnant woman could transmit sexually transmitted infection to her child, which could lead to blindness, pneumonia, even obstruction of the throat, the voice box, and it can cause respiratory distress and some other stuff like that. A child could get HIV hepatitis B from his mother. So all these are very important. And that's why it's important to know about sexually transmitted infections and how to prevent them.
Mm. Well, I know in some quarters, today is also marked as World Condom Day. So it's advised as one of those ways to prevent sexually transmitted diseases, aside from others that, like abstinence and knowing your partners, that it's been advised appropriately.
Definitely.
But, you know, they always talk about, you know, sometimes people contract this disease and not this sexually transmitted infections and not know about it because symptoms don't manifest at any point in time. Is that on a very good number of occasions, it doesn't show until it's a little too late to be managed?
Exactly. So the commonest infection, really, STI worldwide, mm-hmm. is chlamydia infection. And chlamydia. It's usually silent.
Okay.
And it's especially important in women, where it can lead to blockage of the tubes and cause infertility. So a lot of people do not have any symptoms when they have infections such as chlamydia, hepatitis B, HIV. It's only until the late stages before, if you don't test, before you're aware that you have HIV.
But it's already broken the entire human.
Exactly, when AIDS has developed. So, but some of these infections do have symptoms, such as, okay, the commonest one is offensive vaginal discharge in women. You know, vaginal discharge is normal, but when it becomes too much,
the fishy smell,
or has a funny smell, or has a funny color. So every woman knows what is normal for her, and she should take notes. In men, there could be discharge from the tip of the phallus. Sometimes one could have sores on the genitals, sores, bumps. And then in the groin, one could notice swellings. That's swelling of lymph nodes. And then they should take notes. Now, some of these sores are painless, especially, for example, syphilis. Sometimes it goes unnoticed.
When
because
you have a sore and you're not feeling it?
Yes, it's just like an ulcer. But it's not painful, so the person might not even notice. It's easier for men to notice. It's external, but because it's not painful, the lady might not notice, you know. And then that's the earliest form of syphilis, which is the best time to treat syphilis, because in some people, syphilis has different stages, and then there's the what we call the tertiary phase, where at that point there's no symptom, but it could lead to things like dementia. It could lead to even paralysis because it could affect the spine and different parts of the body, and it could also be transmitted to the baby. And then if a baby has a syphilis infection, it could lead to mental retardation, holes in the heart, and so many funny things. And that's why we test for syphilis in pregnant women, because they might not even be aware that they have the infection. So other things are unusual vaginal bleeding, painful sex. And then there's what we call pelvic inflammatory disease, PID. Okay. This is when a woman has a sexually transmitted infection that has spread into the upper parts of her genitals, the uterus, the tubes, the ovaries, and the surrounding pelvis. So it could lead to fever, pain, vomiting, abnormal vaginal discharge, and the likes. So these are some of the ways that STIs manifest. But again, just like we said, in the vast majority of patients, there's no symptom. And that is why you must get tested and you must take preventive actions to prevent STIs.
Mm. All right. Just in case you're tuning in and wondering, this amazing voice trying to scare me ahead of Valentine with all of these diseases.
Exactly.
Dr. Sekinat Raju Ariyo from, who is a gynecologist consultant with the Bridge Clinic. And she's not by herself. Mr. Arinze Ikemoina is here also. Sarize?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll get to hear from him. He's the clinic manager. Talk to us a little bit about it. Now, we mentioned the symptoms, understand what STIs are, the symptoms to look out for, and let's look at the impact this has on fertility and how this can affect both men and women in trying to, you know, reproduce.
Okay, so in women, sexually transmitted infections, with infections of the uterus, of the tube, of the pelvis, it could lead to scarring because usually the body heals by scarring. So even after healing has occurred, it leaves scars. There's damage to these organs. And the tubes are very delicate structures, have a very fine caliber. So once they're scarring, they tend to close up. And we know that fertilization occurs in the tube. That's where the sperm and the egg meet. So what this means is that fertilization cannot occur. And this is a tubal infertility. In the uterus too, if there's scarring, it could cause the walls of the uterus to adhere to each other. So the embryo does not find a fertile ground to implant on. And again, pregnancy cannot occur. Sometimes within the pelvis, there's what we call adhesions, that's scarring within the pelvic cavity. And if these adhesions trap the tubes or kink them, they also block them externally, and that would not allow pregnancy to occur. And then in some people who have some milder form of damage to the tubes, it's not complete. It could lead to ectopic pregnancy. So what happens is that fertilization occurs, and then the embryo has to go back into the uterus through the tube. But because there's damage in some area of the tube, it stops moving and then implants within the tube and starts growing. And then the tube was not made to contain a pregnancy. So what happens? It bursts open, and that can be life-threatening. So when ectopic pregnancies usually occur, sometimes you need to save the mother, woman's life, you need to take out that tube.
Wow.
And in some women are, I don't want to use the word unfortunate, have an ectopic in one tube, you take it out. The next time they are pregnant, they have an ectopic in the second tube. So sometimes they lose both tubes and infertility occurs that way. In men too, sexually transmitted infections could cause inflammation, injury to the male organs, the channels through which sperm passes. And then that could lead to scarring too. And these channels are also very tiny. The men are lucky in the sense that when it comes to symptomatology and complications, it's more in the women, unfortunately. So usually men tend to get away with it. But yes, it could also lead to...
Isn't that affecting sperm production?
Yes, so it could lead to some form of obstruction. And not allow sperm to pass through. And yes, it could also affect the tissues that produce sperm. But they tend to get away with it more lightly, you know. But because they also are asymptomatic, okay, and they can easily transmit it to their female contacts, who will be at greater brunt of these issues. So this is how sexually transmitted infections affect fertility. But there are also other complications of sexually transmitted infections.
Okay.
So in some women, after it could lead to pelvic pain, constant pelvic pain. The woman is always complaining of lower abdominal pain, even following healing. You already mentioned the ectopic pregnancy. Infections like gonorrhea could lead to arthritis. The joints could get infected with gonorrhea, they could have hepatitis.
Gonorrhea to arthritis?
Oh, yes.
Have an interesting dots to connect.
Yes. So they could have hepatitis, even from gonorrhea. Of course, hepatitis too could lead to hepatitis B infection, for example, hepatitis C, could lead to liver damage in future, as well as liver cancer. Okay, and then the human papilloma virus could cause cancer of the cervix in women. It could also cause penile cancer, but again, this is not so common. I'm not sure I've ever seen a man with penile cancer.
You're just being extra nice with the men, making me feel like they have breathing room.
No, I'm not being nice. I'm telling them to be responsible towards the women folk.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I thought they were getting it easy.
No. Because they have sisters, they have mothers, mm-hmm. they have wives, so they need to understand that, yes, it might seem like you're getting away with it, but you're putting your loved ones in danger. So, and then, like I said, it's cancer of the throat. You know, human papillomavirus from oral sex could lead to that. Then there's herpes simplex virus that could cause pneumonia in a newborn. Chlamydia could also cause blindness, eye discharge, and eventual blindness in children. So these are a few of the many things that sexually transmitted infections could cause. And of course, we have the almighty AIDS, you know, which thankfully we can prevent by early prevention and then screening and treatment. So,
knowing all of this, if, say, a man or a woman have maybe had this, maybe treated it, and they want to have children, the chances are still high if it's treated early or at one point. I mean, for people who've had to treat at some point, or people who are in that situation at this particular moment and maybe getting a little worried as to their chances of reproduction a little later, how badly is the damage enough? Can it be undone?
Okay, so it depends on the type of infection and the degree of damage that has been done. You know, of course, if it's treated early, one might still get away with it. But mm-hmm. once damage has occurred to the tubes, there's no repairing it. A lot of people would tell women that, oh, your tubes are blocked, I can do this, I can do that. They're very difficult to repair because they're really, really tiny. As you're repairing, they're getting, because they always heal by scarring, so it closes up again. So it's just best to avoid this.
Prevention is
better than cure.
Always better at every single point yes. than to prevent it. So for men, women, it's to ensure that you protect yourself from sexually transmitted diseases. How do you do that?
Okay, so as usual, there's this constant refrain by all reproductive health and public health practitioners, ABCD of prevention. Mm. Okay, and of course, A means abstain, yeah. abstain. Of course, if you're not having sex, then you're not likely to have a sexually transmitted infection. I must mention, though, that, like I said, intimate contact without intercourse could also lead to sexually transmitted infection. Just rubbing of genitals for some, like the human papilloma virus, like things like lice, pubic lice, they're also sexually transmitted infections. Just from contact, that could happen. So if you're not ready, do not have sex. And if you must, be mutually faithful to a faithful partner. You know, sometimes you can't help that. Yeah, even if you're faithful, you may not be able to guarantee that your partner will be faithful. But if everyone can practice mutual monogamy, that also helps. Okay. Of course, you have to be sure that this person you are being mutually exclusive with is also STI free. Mm. You know? And that's why sometimes partners, before they start having unprotected sexual intercourse, should get themselves
checked, tested.
Even if you have made a resolve, oh, I'm going to be faithful to this person, are you sure you're not already infected? Mm. So mutual faithfulness by both partners would also help. Now, also the use of condoms, very important. Condoms are not 100% effective in preventing sexually transmitted infections, but they go a long way in doing that. And most sexually transmitted infections can actually be prevented with the use of condoms, and they have to be used correctly and consistently, not when you feel like, okay, and then also correctly. A lot of guys carry the same condom in their wallets for months, exposed to heat, wear and tear, you know, and even while opening it, you need to be careful, nails and the like. So it's always written on the pack, and people should take their time to look through the instructions, because they have to be used correctly and consistently to prevent STIs. Okay, vaccinations too are important. Things like a human papilloma virus, there's a vaccine for that, for cancer of the cervix, and it's best used in women before they have any sexual exposure. Okay. So people should not get scared. You know, in developed countries, the rate of cervical cancer has dropped significantly because girls from the age of 9 are being vaccinated.
Oh, wow.
But here in Nigeria, people tend to say it as, oh, you want to teach our children to be promiscuous. That's not the issue. Okay, even if a woman has only one sexual contact, she's at risk of cervical cancer. So get vaccinated. That also helps.
We'll go a long way.
Yes.
All right. Talking with Dr. Sekina Raju Olarioye, who is a gynecologist consultant at the Breach Clinic. And I know some people have questions, but before we get to all of the STI-related questions, fertility-related questions, I have our doctor friend here. Let's get here from Mr. Arinze, the clinic manager.
Yeah, thank you very much. And happy World Radio Day.
Thank you so much.
Niger Info. Welcome again onto this particular edition. We are having a welcome forum come up on Saturday. Saturday is next tomorrow, February 15th, 2020. It's by 10 a.m. at our facility there in Jabi. The Breach Clinic is located at Omarodiko Street, the white upstairs opposite NIPCO Gas. That is where this particular topic will be treated with its relationship to infertility. You will need to be there. The time is 10 a.m. 10 a.m. is 10 a.m. And Breach Clinic is located at Omarodiko Street. That's the white upstairs opposite NIPCO Gas. NIPCO Gas is in Jabi, almost close to Grand Cubana Hotels. And the time is 10 a.m. Before you'll be able to attend that event, you will need to make a reservation. So we need you to send STI to the following numbers I'm going to call out. Send STI to 081-04-60-7747. STI to 081-04-60-7747. That's it, SMS. Or you can also send WhatsApp STI to 081-04-60-7791. 081-04-60-7791. That's for your reservation. And also want to let you know that the first two couple that we'll get there between 9 and 10 a.m. We'll have an opportunity of having to see the counselor. This is a rare opportunity. So we are advising you to come by 10 o'clock. But if you're able to make it between 9 and 10, the first two couple will see the counselor. So the welcome forum again is holding on Saturday. That is next tomorrow, 15th of February, by 10 a.m. at Omarodiko Street, the west upstairs opposite NIPCO Gas, close to Grand Cubana Hotels in Jabi. That is where you will have everything concerning the relationship between infertility and STI and other services as rendered by the Breach Clinic. Then you also have opportunity for those who would want to undergo STI testing. So you also have an opportunity to have yourself tested. So the time is 10 a.m. at the Bridge Clinic, Umarodiko Street, opposite NIPCO Gas in Jabi. Remember the number again, 081-0460-7747 or 081-0460-7791. If you check, the two last digits are 47 and 91. 7747 and 7791. 10 a.m. on Saturday.
All right, 10 a.m. on Saturday. Make it a date. You can get in touch with them if you're struggling with infertility. It's best that you meet the right people to have that conversation with and get the support that is required. Now, if you have any question for Dr. Sekinat on STI, how it affects fertility, or fertility-related questions that you want to ask just before she leaves the studio, and just before Saturday, where you get to meet and have these conversations with her and the others, you can call now. Call us up on 09-4600-951 or 0809-5974-869 or 0803-123-0293. You can send us messages via WhatsApp to 0809-9930137. You can tweet at @NigeriaInfoABJ. All right, so oops, sorry about that. We have this caller waiting. Hello. Oops, sorry about that. And that didn't happen, so let's get to another caller. Oops, okay. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, good evening.
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. Hello?
Go ahead, sir. We can hear you.
Yeah, my name is Johanna Kurus. I'm calling you from Otako, Abuja.
All right.
Yeah, I want to find out, is the program specifically for couples or not for intending couples? And I would like you to shed more light on the basic test for intending couples to carry out before marriage. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
No, thank you for the question. So this program is actually for both couples and intending couples. Because it's also important that you understand the basics of conception. And if there's an issue, if you have that knowledge, you can easily identify it in good time. So please come along with your intended or alone. So the basic tests, you know, there can be tests for chlamydia, syphilis, HIV, hepatitis B, gonorrhea. It also depends on the symptoms the person has. That will determine if you're having a full array of tests or if it's just some selected tests. So please come around. And then for intending couples who want to know their fertility status too, aside from STI testing, you could also have that tested. So before you go into marriage, you're already aware of your fertility status. And if there's an issue, you can nip it in the bud as early as possible.
All right, my name is Olufemi from Madala. My question is if a woman is tested positive for HIV and the husband is negative, but they are together as husband and wife and they love each other, what are their chances of getting pregnant, making a baby?
Oh, that's very easy. Thankfully, over the years, research has been able to help people with HIV live normal lives. And there are ways, you know, that you can prevent spread to both the negative partner as well as the baby you plan to have. So it's not a problem. Once a couple, we call them serodiscordants, when one has HIV and the other does not, intend to have a baby, you just need to talk to your doctor and make sure that all the conditions are right. Mm. So the one who's positive needs to have been taking his or her drugs and have undetectable levels of the virus, then it's safe. And then there are just some instructions you get from your doctor. Mm. So it's very possible.
Oh, yeah, it is possible. Thriving Man from Puba says, thank you, Dr. Sekinat, for the information today. Truly appreciate it. And please, can they give the WhatsApp number again? Okay, Mr. Rizzo will do that in a bit. For those who want the information one more time, if you have fertility-related concerns, it's a good place to go ask questions and get the support and help that is required. Mr. Rizzo, over to you.
Yes, thank you very much. The WhatsApp number again is 081-04-60-7791. Just send the word, the code STI to 081-04-60-7791. There is need for you to make reservation. A lot of people have previously called to say, when are you organizing your program again? Because they listened to us, but they couldn't attend the previous one. So there is a whole lot of people wishing to attend this program. But for reservation sake, you need to send STI, that's sexually transmitted infection, to 081-04-60-7747 or 7791. That's the WhatsApp and the SMS numbers, respectively. Thank you.
Okay. There you go. And as we start to wrap up the conversation gradually with Dr. Sekinat Olarinoye, let's just get some concluding thoughts from you on this particular.
Okay, so stay safe. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. I know
now you'd ruffle some feathers. A lot of
plans are on. So, but just have responsible, safe sex. Abstain if you can't. Be mutually faithful. Use condoms, not just to prevent pregnancies, but also for STI prevention. Also get tested. And women too can get vaccinated. I did mention that we give HPV vaccination to young girls, but even for women who have been exposed sexually, it's not too late. Yes, women can still have the vaccine, and it's available. You only need to ask the right questions. Ask your doctor today and prevent things like cervical cancer. So your health matters to us.
Indeed, health is wealth. So it must really matter. Thank you so much to Dr. Sekinat Raju Olarinoye, gynecologist, consultant. She's a consultant at the Bridge Clinic. Thank you to Mr. Rinze, the clinic manager. And a big thank you to the Bridge Clinic. Don't forget to get in touch with them. If you want to speak with any of the consultants, you can send a message, send a WhatsApp message, or you can just simply call. I think it's the same number.
Yes, it's the same number. You can call. Yeah. That's 081-04-60-7747. You can engage us on this number. You send a WhatsApp to 081-04-60-7791 for all cases of infertility. Remember, it's on Saturday by 10 a.m. Saturday is February 15th, and tomorrow is Valentine. But you need to play safe and then know that STI is just there. So get conscious of the fact that your health is very paramount. Send the word the following STI to 081-04-60-7747 or 081-04-60-7791. We are at Jabi Omarodiko Street, the white upstairs opposite Nipco Gas. It's close to Grand Cubana Hotel. You will not miss it.
Mm. All right. Thank you very, very much. Even though you screamed it, send STI, it will quietly send it, but it's all good. Just send nonetheless. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Kim. And once again, happy What's Radio Day.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, Abubuja, for being a part of the conversation. Please don't go anywhere. There's still more to come.
welcome back. And yes, we've got our friends from MX Catering Services.
Yes, sir.
Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Wagwan.
Yama. I, Iri. Whatever that means.
No, it's a Wagwan, it's a Medea.
All
right, okay. So let's get to meet you.
Yeah, man, thank you. My name is Damien Campbell.
Okay.
I'm from Jamaica, and I operate a catering business here in Abuja.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, so what's your event is dubbed A Taste of Jamaica in the Gardens.
Yes, sir.
Could you shed some light on it?
Okay. Well, it's my first event, and the whole idea behind the event is that we are giving Abuja a taste of authentic Jamaican cuisine. And it will be taking place in a garden. So it's really a taste of Jamaica. I would love if I could take my listeners to Jamaica and give them the real experience. But obviously I can't. But here we are giving them a little taste of what we have to offer from Jamaica in terms of our cuisine.
All right, so culture. Where's this garden?
This garden is Living Brooks Park, Park and Garden. It's off Jimmy Carter Street in Asokoro. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. So coming from Bonhot, it can come from different ends. But the easiest that you can remember or know is coming from past what's the police headquarters. Mm-hmm. If you're going to Bon Hotel, take the first right, all the way up, second right, and the garden is on the left.
Oh, okay. Living Brooks. Okay. I think you can also going from Gimbia, from Area 11, down the road,
the slope.
All right.
Yeah, it's very easy to find. It's also on Google Maps, so if you're unfamiliar with the area, you can plug it into your Google thing, and you'll be able to locate it very easily.
All right, so give us a feeling to, for those that don't know, what Jamaican food is like.
Jamaican food is spicy.
Yeah, spicy?
It's delicious, it has flavor, it has vibes. So for example, one of our, what I would call infamous quote-unquote dishes is our jerk chicken, right? So it's basically a chicken that is seasoned and marinated over days, not necessarily hours or whatever, but over days so that the season gets into the meat. So we cook it over hot coals. So jerk chicken, jerk pork, we'll have some curried goat, what else? Rice and peas, and a whole host of other delicious stuff. Yeah,
it's quite important. Like Kim asked, hope it's spicy. I mean, it's
because some countries don't do enough spice.
No, we do spice. We do spice. We do a lot of spice, just like Nigeria. But for me personally, I don't like spice. But as a caterer and as a cook, I have to include it in my cooking to cater for my audience.
Yes.
All right. So you can allow your taste bud enjoy something different aside from jollof rice.
Exactly.
Feel the Caribbean feel.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
Go and eat another country in Nigeria.
Definitely.
All right. Let's talk about your event now. I mean, it's called the Taste of Jamaica in the Garden.
Yes, sir.
And I'm sure it's gated. So that
it's gated.
So, how can people get your tickets?
Okay. There are a couple of ways. One, we have a location at 14 Bouchan Crescent, which is in Wusetu. It's Fashion House. They're on the fifth. They're at flat number 5. So they can go there to get their physical tickets, or they can go to my friends in Warimpa.
Okay.
Where it's Aija Farms and Market, where they can go.
Farming market now.
Aija Farmers Market, where they can go to get a physical ticket. Or
where's Aija Farmers Market?
It's 12 First Street in Warimpa.
Warimpa.
Yes.
First Avenue.
Yes. First Avenue.
Okay. Aija Farmers Market.
That's correct, and it's also on Google Maps. You can easily find it there.
How do you spell Aija?
A-I-J-A.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Farmers Market.
Right. Mm-hmm. Apart from that, you can go to our website, J-A-M-E-X-E-V-E-N-T.com jamex.ng.
Okay, it's Jamex Events. Jamex Events.
That's correct.
.com.ng.
Right. Mm. And you can pay for your tickets there as well. And if not, you can wire some funds to me straight. I will leave my number. My number is 0705-161-3956.
Okay, I think that's, that's just great. Just get the number down.
Exactly.
Because you can get all of the locations. Just right. Call straight up.
Just call, text, tickets. WhatsApp,
mm-hmm.
The whole works.
You might want to take that number again.
Again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just take the number again.
0705-161-3956. My name is Damien.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are the costs for the tickets? Have you got categories and stuff? How does it work?
Well, it's just one simple cost. Well, two simple costs. For singles, it's 8,500. For couples, it's 16,000 naira. And for that, you get in buffet service. It will be a night of live music and fun and pure vibes.
Live music, eh?
Yeah.
So the blend of
definitely. So we'll be having the soul sound band. Where they'll be singing some favorite love songs as well as some lovers rock from my country, some Bob Marley and Peter Tosh and those guys. And just having a good time in the gardens, you know.
When is this happening actually?
This is happening tomorrow night at 6 to 10 thereabout, or till the party finishes.
Yes.
That's to tell you, for those who don't have plans, this is your plan.
Actually,
for
yes.
Those who had plan, this is your new plan.
Exactly.
Food, music, and fun.
Mm. Food, music, and fun.
Yeah.
All right, so Jamaican cuisine, you will hear the jack chicken, the jack pork, the escovite
fish. Mm-hmm. Escovite fish. Yes.
Mm. It's a curried goat.
Yeah, it's basically fish fillet, deep fried, and then we have a vinaigrette, spicy sauce that we pour on it. So the vinaigrette is made from vinegar, scallion, onion, peppers, garlic, and a whole lot of other stuff to make it really nice.
Okay.
You know,
you've got the
we don't
coconuts.
Understand it, but my mouth will understand when it gets in there.
Exactly.
You've got the coconuts, curried bean stew.
Yeah.
And the rice and peas, the garden salad, and the beef red pea soup.
Okay. The coconut curried bean stew is really for those who are vegans or vegetarian. You know, some persons, these they are going healthy. So we included a healthy option, even though what I would consider the entire menu is healthy, because we stay far from MSG and preservatives and all of those stuff, because we brew and blend our own jerk seasoning from home.
Oh.
So we don't use any preservatives, no bioproducts and all of those stuff that is not good for your body. Yeah.
Right. And that's it. It's JMX. Event is called A Taste of Jamaica in the Gardens, and that's it. So let's go over the location again and the phone number to call. Okay. I hear they give away tickets.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tickets to be given away? How come we're just hearing about it now?
Wow. All right. As we fast.